Turkish media publishes alleged quotes from Khashoggi death tape by John Hayward on November 21, 2018. A Turkish newspaper called Habertürk on Monday published quotes purportedly taken from the audio recording of Jamal Khashoggi's murder at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October. The author of the article, columnist Sitin Erçetin, did not post audio clips or claim to have heard the recordings personally. Instead, the article quoted Turkish authorities and sources close to the Istanbul prosecutor's office who said there are two recordings of the murder, one of which was purportedly reviewed by CIA Director Gina Haspel during her visit to Istanbul on October 25, 3 weeks after the murder. According to Çetin's account, the recordings show Khashoggi encountering members of the squad sent from Saudi Arabia to abduct or kill him immediately after he entered the consulate. He argued with four members of the team in one area of the consulate for about 7 minutes. At one point Khashoggi is heard saying, "Release my arm. What do you think you are doing?" Khashoggi was then taken to the administrative section of the consulate, where a different 4-minute audio clip was allegedly recorded. This recording reportedly features several more Saudis, including Consul General Mohammed Al-Ataibi and Mar Abdulaziz Mutrev, a close aide to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman who reports claim led the team from Saudi Arabia. Both Al-Ataibi and Mutrev appear on the list of 17 individuals sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury Department for involvement in the Khashoggi killing. Çetin's sources stated that one of the voices captured on the second recording has yet to be identified. Mutrev reportedly can be heard in this segment of the recording shouting at Khashoggi, "Traitor. You will be brought to account." Turkish security sources claim Mutrev's voice can be heard in 19 telephone calls made from the consulate on the day of Khashoggi's visit, beginning with a call made to the Crown Prince's media advisor Saud Al-Qahtani about 13 minutes after Khashoggi's arrival. Qahtani's name also appears on the U.S. sanctions list, and he was fired from his job last month after Saudi investigators identified him as a subject of their inquiry. Common theories of the killing portray Qahtani as an operative of the monarchy sent to persuade Khashoggi to return to Saudi Arabia and repatriate him involuntarily if persuasion failed. Çetin said the recording includes Madani receiving detailed instructions for getting noticed and caught on camera as he wandered around Istanbul. It also captured Madani complaining that Khashoggi's shoes were too small for his feet and requesting permission to wear his own sneakers instead. The officials who described the audio to Çetin implied it was made with eavesdropping devices planted in some parts of the Saudi consulate, while other areas were not covered. Turkish Defense Minister Hulusi Akar insisted on Monday that Turkish intelligence has no surveillance within the consulate but refused to specify the source of the recordings. Çetin's sources claim to have recorded the sounds of Khashoggi suffering physical abuse but not his actual murder, ostensibly carried out in an area of the consulate not covered by recording devices. Those rooms, located on the upper floor of the building, were allegedly sanitized and repainted by the Saudi team after the killing. The Habertürk article concludes with speculation by Çetin's sources that the local collaborator who helped the Saudis dispose of Khashoggi's remains was a Turkish security officer, plus contradictory speculation that the Saudis want to trick Turkish officials into believing the collaborator holds such a post, because they wish to disorient the Turkish government. Defense Minister Akar stated on Monday that his government has no current plans to make the Khashoggi recordings public but held out the possibility of releasing them in the future.